The only patients who qualify for free ambulance service to regular dialysis or cancer treatments are those who really need it. But relatively healthy people have been using ambulances. And at $400 for a round trip, healthcare consultant Marcia Simon says the costs have angered Medicare officials.
We have the absurd situation at present that the cost of the ride is more than the cost of the dialysis treatment.
Starting this month, ambulance companies in Pennsylvania and New Jersey will need prior authorization before transporting patients. Simon says the regulation will probably stop improper billing, but she says the pilot program should have included a Medicare-funded transportation option for people who don't need an ambulance.
It would have saved them a lot of money, and it will also save the costs that can occur now because people don't get to dialysis and they end up in the hospital.
Karen Krohn is the general manager of the American Medical Response Ambulance Company in Philadelphia.
A little bit more paperwork, but we're fully prepared. We have our pre-authorization process in place, and I don't see this having much of an impact on our business at all.
The Medicare pilot program will last 3 years. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.